On Monday, thousands of children will descend on the White House lawn for the annual Easter egg roll. They'll walk away with keepsakes, painted wooden Easter eggs. Maine Public Radio's Patty White takes us to the small mill in rural Maine that makes them.
Drive through Buckfield, home to about 2,000 people in inland western Maine, you'll see the markers of a typical small town, a library, a general store, and a closed business, in this case, a shuttered theater. But follow the road around the bend and soon you'll find a business that survived tough times. Wells Wood Turning and Finishing. They make wooden Easter eggs starting every February.
As you can imagine, it can get a little cold and dreary as we have today. And it's nice to see this flash of color coming through the mill.
Alan Chesney is co-owner of Wells Wood Turning and Finishing. For 7 years now, the company has cranked out close to 100,000 wooden eggs for the White House every Easter. The eggs first take shape in their mill. Chesney opens the door to the clamor of machines churning out everything from tool handles to rolling pins.
We're going to take a walk down what's known as Spool Alley, which is a series of spool machine lathes, and that's where the eggs are made. We'll take a look.
In Spool Alley, a worker stands on one end of a lathe, cutting short cylinders of birch or maple that then roll down through a series of steps that turn and shape them into eggs. It takes about 10 days to go from piece of wood to finished Easter egg. The company has little more than a month to meet their deadline once the White House gives final approval on color and design. The 30 employees who work here come in on weekends, sometimes even overnight, to produce about 10,000 eggs a day. Owners say that kind of dedication is why this company still exists today, while nearly all other wood manufacturers in Maine have closed. General Manager John Petrowski says the extra hours are worth it for the eggs.
I'm very proud of them. I truly am. It's a little piece of artwork.
After the eggs are shaped and sanded, they tumble in open rotating metal barrels that coat them in bright shades of pink, yellow, blue, purple, and green. After 5 to 10 coats, the logo is printed, an image of the Easter Bunny jumping rope. The design changes every year to tie in with First Lady Michelle Obama's exercise initiative. Production supervisor Ellen Bragg says her favorite part of making the eggs is boxing them up and shipping them to their ultimate destination.
It's exciting thinking you're making something that's going to the White House and that it gets displayed all over the internet. It is exciting to think that, you know, the small little town, you know, made something.
Something smooth and colorful from Buckfield, Maine, that will soon be in the hands of thousands of kids on the White House lawn. For NPR News, I'm Patty White.
This is NPR News.